Mambo vipi everyone, and karibu to Adoveli Podcast, the number one Kenyan music podcast. I go by the name Adoveli, na kama kawa, you know, we keep it 100% Kenyan music, and today we have a guest. He needs no introduction, but ningependa jiintroduce.
Lazima, eh?
Yeah.
I go by the name Boutros Monene, aka the Shrap God, aka Mr. Angela, aka Mr. Story Lanza, like this. Mazee, shukra kuli hapa kwa bro.
Shukran, mazee.
Come on.
Thanks for honoring our invite.
Thank you for having me.
I love the Sharp God is in the building.
Yes, sir.
Na kawa kawa mnajua, Adoveli is the home of Sharp. Na Sharp ni injili. Yes, na today tuko na the Sharp God himself. Mazee Boutros.
Yeah.
Ngoma ya kuna ngoma ulisema, like, ngoma yako ya kwanza iliku kidiskali. Was
yeah.
That your first song? Juu nimesikia catalog yako, but sijapati yo ngoma.
I know easy get. Ningumu kuipata. I think we did something kuweza kufanya isipatikane. But
yeah,
I remember your time. Tulikuwa, hata sijakuwa freshman. I think it's just ile utamu ya kutaka kuingia kwa industry nini.
Yeah.
It is too, I say without reason. I'm saying it was just a young stepping stone. Tuseme hivyo. Hata I think yonu ilifanya hata kali nani Okto.
Yeah.
Akati pati hati chance. Hati yo. Kwa kusikani mna duingi. Kume. Jwe yo.
Oh.
Yo story. But yeah. I don't think unaweza ipata. Because ilikuwa I think ilikuwa freestyle type of. Alafu ilikuwa kwa page list. Tuzo kwanza. Then we deleted.
Oh. Yeah. Awesome. So which came first? ADF or Sharp?
ADF.
ADF came first.
ADF
so
came first.
So who are like the original members of ADF? Where you charted?
Original members kulikuwa na myself, K Green, mm-hmm. and Hanuman.
Hanuman.
Tuliko mitanga Mouse.
Oh.
Sikuzi ye ni DJ wa mapiano like bad. And another guy called Slim. Mm-hmm. But
DJ
Slim B.
Oh.
And then I'll call it Slim. But then sasa walitoka ni like earlier on. And then K Green was the last one to go. And then what's his name? No, the second one could go ilikuwa Hanuman, and then the third one ilikuwa now K Green. And then to come back to say for me myself msauna dopamine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Awesome. Unajua, the history of Shrap
yeah.
is more like the same of Genge. But do you know a guy called Anaitwaje? Because he saw there's a time yeah. like Shrap was trademarked by someone else. I don't know if you know his name. It's called Zira.
Yeah, tulikuwa tunawaka pamoja si wote. At the same time, nini. So, things happened. People did what they did. But, strength wangila gesto lisana julish and sinona nana kona sharp nisisi.
Yeah, most definitely. Now, in the year 2015.
Yeah.
When, like...
Adoveli arazikomboka zote.
Yo, it's Adoveli podcast.
Okay.
That's
okay.
How we roll.
Okay.
So, in the year 2015,
yeah.
ADF was yeah. inducted in HBR. Shout out to Homeboy Zedo. Used to support the culture.
Bad.
Akinabutiwa kwa hapa because of what you guys used to do. So, in 2015,
yeah.
ADF was inducted into HBR freshman.
Yes.
And in that time, like, ndo mliko meanza.
Yeah, tulikuwa dubano na tunaanza kuingia mavaa joke kwa game.
Eh, yeah, alafu you see, veni mwambia story yenu ni more like ya genge. No same, pia story ya ADF ni more like ya wakadinali. Because you see when wakadinali started, wasa walikuwa na tu, ska na domani.
Yeah.
Na ADF yo time ilikuwa K Green na Boutros.
Yeah.
Unani get?
Yeah.
So at that time, your feeling will get like, were recognized like one of the mainstream radio, like, in a fuck na Kenya mnadu. How was that feeling?
Your feeling likuwa crazy, bro.
Uh-huh.
You know, that time that tunaanza come up, just even the idea of just even being on radio, ilikuwa like epitome of just making it, just even play what one song.
Yeah, because at that time, you know, ngoma yako ikichezwa homeboys.
You're on.
You're
you
on.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, si tunasikia ati you were selected for the freshman. Bruh. Ilikuwa like, nah, there's no way. So everyone we were working with, everyone who was looking up to us, they were like, yeah, bro, now I think it can actually work. You know, that like a spark, and you know, sakila mtu aseme, let me even try and focus even more. I think that was a spark, bro. Oh. That was a spark. but your freshman title, that was the spark. It made everyone akakuwa hungry kutafuta even more. So yeah, I think that was the biggest spark here too.
Awesome. So in the same year, in 2015, you did a joint project with DJ Mawinch. Shout out to Africa DJ Coolest Mawinch. DJ, Sharp number one DJ, DJ Mawinch, aka Winchos.
Winchos.
Yeah, so you did a joint project together. It was called Buds.
Buds, yeah.
Yeah, and was that like your first ever like body of work?
No. That was like the third.
Okay.
The first one ilikuwa konaita Billie Jean.
Billie Jean?
Yeah.
I thought Billie Jean came out later.
No, Billie Jean I think was the first one. Billie Jean was the first one. And then ingine inaitwa the internet.
Listen, booting.
No, yeah, nimesahau. Oh my God.
Listen. Even kwa page ya DJ Mawinch ameandika Buds recorded at Mwafrika. Was it
Sana
called
Mwafrika.
Sana Mwafrika in 2015? But we'll go down
Buds
here.
Yeah, oh
Buds
God.
1. Because you know Buds 1 was you and DJ Mawinch, and then Buds 2 came out, and then Buds 3. So you remember now?
What? Okay. Sawa. Sawa. Ama sawa. Okay. Hey, unakumbuka hadi nyara sikumbuki. What I used to so and then no Billie Jean got the second one.
So Billie Jean ilikuja the second one because Billie Jean you released it in 2018. Now you remember.
Now I remember.
But tutaenda pole pole until tufike kwa Billie Jean jusai. Sai niko kwa Buds.
Kwa Buds bad.
Yeah, kwa Buds so because kwa Buds nakumbuka mkiwa na ngoma fulani. Think Trapping nini? Trapping Malindi.
Trapping Malindi ilikuwa hiyo time.
Yeah.
Trapping Malindi.
Baka video umeshutia huko.
That was the first I think that I video.
Kwanza kuna line flani Kegreen alikuwa ananibamba nayo. Yeah. Maisha ni magumu, njoo tupambane.
Maisha ni magumu, njoo tupambane.
Yeah.
Yes,
so
sir.
Like that was the first step that I think you did because if kama unakuja kuleta Billie Jean na the internet, now the internet came out in 2016.
Ah, yeah, bro.
Listen, the internet
wrong.
Was the, now the there's a song that I first listened to now, Boutros, something, Hiyo Aga.
Wow.
You know how that song landed
on
me? That song was dope.
What?
And vocals pale by me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that song, the way it landed on me. Shout out to Musao, by the way. Musao in the hit up, akanambia, yo, tuanta kushoot vidana, nataka my yanks, mba tunashoot ya kwa pool. Babini yuko, nataka nitaftia my yanks. Nikamambia, sawa, ina mambo. Nikataftia Musao my yanks. Musao katengeneza group. Wasio waka interact hapo msao kakuja kaniambia mademo wako chini haitaweza.
Sasa sasa. Wow, nikamwambia nikamwambia
sawa haina maneno. So akaniambia sawa basi mimi naongoja tu video mkishoot nicheki. But then it happened that video was never shot.
It was never shot, imagine.
Yeah, but that the internet ilikuwa na hiyo something in brackets. Sio hiyo Haga. Unakumbuka hiyo song?
Umetupa mbali. God damn it. Hiyo Haga, I remember to record your song South Sea kwa producer mwingine, shout out to him. Mm-hmm. Alikuwa anitangua what was his name? I forgot his name.
Antoine. Yeah.
Rest in peace, my boy. He was a very good producer. Tulikuwa naye for a few songs your time, so yeah. Ulikuwa crazy sana.
Awesome. Dope. So now, and another song that enye kwa hiyo tape ili shoot like crazy was the one you did with Munyax.
The first one.
The internet. Kwa hiyo nini?
Toast.
Yeah, but sasa, it was called Ghost.
Oh, Ghost, not Toast.
Yeah. So Ghost, like, yo, hapo mkiwana Munyax. Shout out to Munyax. You know, by then, Munyax your time. Alikuwa dope and amekuja katokea baadaye because nilikuwa nasikia ngoma kwa hiyo the internet ilikuwa inanibamba until to another record nilikuja kumsikiza baadaye which we'll talk on sasa hii another record alikuja kutokea baadaye. So in that tape, the internet, kulikuwa na hizo ngoma mbili ziliko zinanibamba sana. So like, the internet was your first like solo
sasa project sasa. You look at the first solo project.
So you know, unasema uliwakia huko nini South Sea na wao producer wako, si ndio?
No, something ndo liliwakia South Sea na other songs nili record most of them kwa another guy called Ole Mario. Shout out to Ole Mario. I think hapo ndo mostly nili record na hapo sana Mwafrika.
Sana Mwafrika.
Yeah.
Awesome. So I'd like to know, because you know, as you guys were starting up,
yeah,
you started doing nini Tongwa Gym campus tours,
yeah,
and also you started like curating your own shows,
yeah,
the Sharp Night.
Yeah,
I'd like to know, what was the impact of those two shows that you used to do, the tour, the campus tour, and the Sharp Night, to the Sharp movement?
Sharp Night ili grow fan base to like exponentially, like it was crazy, because a lot of guys never knew this kind of music existed, you know. They would hear just ile moja kiplewa bahati mbaya kwa radio, you know what I'm saying, and then you'll never hear it anymore. So for us just to have the presentation ya tunaletia for nini hapo just mbele yenu, and then you can just have the experience itself,
yeah,
ilikuwa just word of mouth really spread everything. So our fan base kanza grow, people started knowing who we are, mm-hmm, due to the event. So wakaanza ta ku stream ngoma more and whatever. Okay. So after that we needed because we couldn't wait a month, a whole 2 months at the 20 event in Guinea, you know what I'm saying? Because we couldn't do events like at weekly or anything. But now campus tour,
yeah,
campus tours is like wasn't go. You can have like in a month you go to four or five schools. Kila chuo iko na sekata mbili wanatokelezea.
Awesome.
Tukona, this is now gradual. This is something that inaweza kuja on a daily in the fan base na increase now. Yeah. It's no longer just Nairobi. If you can go to universities in every region, province, ay bro. So we decided, you know what, let's do it. With the Sharp banner nyuma yetu hapo nini na wasanii wenye tulikuwa tuko nao wenye walikuwa naweza kusupport your time. We understood what the agenda was, what tulikuwa tuna ideology ya ku let a certain understanding ya music kwa wase. Juu wase wengi walikuwa nasema gatu, wewe ni msanii wewe kuja tu perform tu hapa ama play kwa radio na nini, imeisha kula tao mbili. Lakini sasa sisi tulikuwa tunataka kwa industry.
Okay.
Na kwa industry lazima tugwe pia na wasanii wengine wako na understanding the same na yetu. So we decided to put a lot of people on the same roster so we can sell the agenda na ili work.
Awesome.
Right now there are more campus tours than I've ever seen in Kenya.
Yeah.
So I think people saw the impact behind it. So for us ilikuwa all about fun, basically build fun base like crazy.
Awesome. Now coming to the Telgat Gang.
Yeah.
How did you learn a verse with Octopizzo himself? And that song you're featured also with Barack Jacuzzi.
Yeah.
Shout out to Barack Jacuzzi,
shout
Coco Master.
Boy.
So how did you learn that verse?
Honestly, I don't know who was the one who put out the first word.
Okay.
But I remember we got a call and we went to a guy's shout out to Chicks, one of our mentors.
Okay.
Told us pull up, we're supposed to meet. We're like a bunch of kids to look away. Tukaingia hapo, one of them tuko nadia kina Tima Blanco, kina nani, just a bunch of kids hadia kina Kuzi. So I think alikuwa anataka kutafuta the artist wenye anaweza fit kwa certain song. All in all, blah 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 stories huko mbele nini, I think he just saw that we are the ones who could just potentially bring the heat.
Yeah.
So si tukachagulua myself and
Kuzi
aside, then we went to a studio, recorded that thing, and then the next thing he tell that me kwa about to shoot video, just shoot video na Kai off, by the way, the first time I'm,
yeah,
like, guy, hey, this is how these guys move, mind you.
Yeah.
The day,
yeah,
we're supposed to shoot the video,
yeah,
sisi tulikuwa nasa the day before.
Wow.
So tumekuja di video shoot like 4-6 hours late.
What?
Was pissed.
Yo, nani opt. Any October.
Any October, bro.
Yo.
Yeah, so, but I understand, and then we did our thing, and then the rest is history.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yo, so now, you know, now we're in 2018 in your journey.
Yeah.
And in 2018 is when you dropped Billie Jean, and I remember the first record that came out, and it also has a video, is there?
Yeah, the song itself.
Yeah, Billie Jean.
Yeah.
And shout out to your boy, and may God rest his soul in peace, Andre. Kulim big up on that song.
Shout out Andre Manze.
Yeah, so Billie Jean is now when it came out in 2018. And at that time, you're also working on another project, a joint project.
Yeah.
Jovi Jove
and K Green
and you.
Yeah.
Turn a hobby to a job, yeah. AKA Tataj.
Tataj. Yeah, yo, that was crazy.
It was crazy because there's a song you did release known as Bonoko.
Bonoko. Yeah, what?
So how did like the three of you come together? Because you know, at that time, already ADF was K Green, Boutros and Dopamine.
Yeah.
But Dopamine was not on that tape.
Yeah.
So I'd like to know why Dopamine was not on that tape, and it featured only the Shrap God,
yeah,
the Shrap Demon and the Shrap OG.
At that time,
yeah,
we were not as we are right now with Dopamine in terms of him being in ADF. We were affiliates, acquainted, but not as EDF, you know.
Okay.
EDF came in later on.
Okay.
But that time,
yeah,
we were literally in Sanam Africa.
Okay.
Around 5-6, because we used to love like kujapa studio jioni jioni.
Yeah.
So we get there kablanta kwanza kama kani chakuleta tete hapo mwanza kushika.
Mhm.
Do you know tulidunga mamoja?
Okay.
And then we said, you know what? Let's do a tape. Recorded the second song 4th, 5th, by 6 in the morning. Yeah. We had the 5 tracks.
Whoa.
Done and complete. And that was it. And then we just took like a week to come up with the name, Tana Hobby to a Job. Imagine.
Awesome.
Everything you do, you like it will find you in just one night.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So that's how it happened, having the three of us in the same song, in the same album. Yani.
Awesome. So, late in 2018,
yeah,
kuna ngoma flani uli release. Like, niliona ni kama buti, like, ana preach, lakini ni kama watu waski injili vizuri. So kama ungeze asira flani, wasoro.
Nijeru wasoro like so. Yeah.
Wasoro. Mi nikisikiza hivyo ndo nilifeel. Was that the feeling that you had like?
Yeah. Yeah. Badly. Because I remember your song that I think they'll record, Time of Billie Jean.
Okay.
Yeah. But then,
uh-huh,
I don't know, it's like stages career mtu vile mtu anaenda kishift, akichange, akigrow, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That was just the transition from buti ule wa Billie Jean to buti wa Shrap, sasa mwenye watu wamejua most in our stories lands, like this type of, you know, like initiation.
Mm-hmm.
Funny thing,
yeah,
that day,
yeah,
tulikuwa tuna shoot, we were shooting Bonoko video.
Okay.
In between breaks,
uh-huh,
tukona like 20 minutes, 30 minutes break.
Uh-huh.
Tukona Mike Loli hapo inje. Na yeah, bro, chikile Benz. What do you mean? Shoot up your video de kambili. Kuna track up. Come play a solo. Nuka change tu wongo mbio mbio. Panda wo tuka trap just like 2 takes, 3 takes. That was it, bro.
Yo, that is one of the hardest song ya Butimu bump. Like,
it was crazy.
And the, you see, and also the video complimented it.
Yeah.
The song itself, the way it was done, like, yo, you don't have to butia kona sira flani and aku release na ingoma. And that's what exactly you did with that song.
Yeah, man.
So moving on, in this crazy journey of yours,
mm-hmm,
we are still in 2018. And another song like came out. It was like a cipher, the Sharp Gang Mafia cipher. And pia uliku umeja ngori, uli address watu kama DJ Pinye, uli address Story Mob. At that time, mulikuwa mna feel, yes, kuna like ni ma gatekeepers. I'll say like mulikuwa mna address ma gatekeepers because ukitaja DJ Pinye unasema ni kama amekuwa karao,
yeah,
kwa Atlanta,
yeah,
and then mashows zenye ziko ni the same faces, the same people.
Yeah.
Yeah, so how was it like you guys decided to team up and just do the Sharp Gang Mafia cipher?
That time, yeah, I think tulikuwa tunatafuta uchokozi, tulikuwa tunatafuta ile time tutafuta kitu tu tutafanya start to kick. Because everything yenye tumesema kwa ngoma is everything that's happening at that time. Because mind you, ile time at our local songs that's going to play. Right? Remember
true,
that time we had
true,
that struggle that was crazy?
True.
So this guy, wakatua, ilikuwa nituwaje, ya Kali.
Nini, Kali Cartel.
Kali Cartel.
I think 3.
And then, nikadisiwa. Wasikadha wakadisiwa nini. So, us as the Sharpers, hiyo day tukisikiza, I think tulikuwa si wote, tulikuwa si wengi kwa studio, just vibing.
Yeah.
Kuchambia, what? Oh my God. And then Calligraph akatutumia track, akatambia, pigeni 3.1. Ah. Ah.
Kuisha.
I don't know, I didn't know what saying, ni vio liku gana ya hizo machungu, liku wamejampia hivyo. Everyone like a spaz, bro. Tuka collect everyone tulikoga in ties with sayo affiliates wetu.
Yeah.
Na wengine wali feel the same sentiments. Na tukatoa nika, nika come through kwa hiyo 3.1, imagine.
Awesome. Now, coming to towards 2019,
yeah,
we'll drop single Bank. Featuring Barack. Kuzi, which is another dope song. Yo, Kuzi Maze, I don't know, but yo, Kuzi anakuanga deadly son, and when Kuzi ana team up na Boutros, sijui nini, kuna venye buti unamchochanga mpaka like anatupatia the 100% Barack Jacuzzi.
You go crazy.
On steroids.
You go crazy. Ni Barack Jacuzzi on steroids.
Yeah. Okay. So, we release Ayo Bank, and then it followed by another song, yeah, known as Omoka.
Omoka, oh yeah.
Featuring Master VK and Wakadinali. Yo, and Omoka, like, kwanza Master VK.
Omoka?
Yeah.
Eh, Omoka tu ilienda tu.
Ilienda, like, the way kwanza Master VK. Sijumu ilisikio, verse yake ilisubmitiwa mwisho ama ilikuwa hapo before, because ilisikio verse nikasema, niko show kuna watu wali change my verse zao. Was that the case ama ilisubmitiwa mwisho?
Ata kikuwa kwa submission, mimi ndo tulifanya every track recorded. Mia kana nilirecord all the tracks.
For real?
I remember it, Master Vicky, the first one.
Uh-huh.
And then I could pull up, hizo said zamta, chilling, vibe, nini. And then tuka record your track. Pia mi nika record it. Well, ilikuwa inafaa kwa just two people.
Okay.
But unasikizi vitu najiambia, kuna nikali, but kuna kitu ina miss tu hapa ya kufanya tu hii.
Yeah.
And then your time bado tulikuwa tight na Wakadinali, so nikahala, nikambia wagoni, what's up? Simpull up, your time tulikuwa kwa Slim, hizo said za siokima, kalikuwa na stay siokima your time.
Uh-huh.
Waka pull up.
By Slim unamaanisha?
Slim B now.
Slim B, oh, nice. Tuka
pull up, vibe nini, na tuka record hapo tu bado. Na tukaendelea Mboka. Kumbe.
Hey.
Hey, it go crazy. And then ajo tukapate BH aki mix, and you know BH aki mix kitu, ni steamer. So,
yeah,
unasikia ngoma inapiga, lyrics ni fire. I think ili bo a new age of trappers, walai.
Yeah.
Yo Moka, ili change game.
Sana, because yo, by the time it was coming out, like, saying watu like wanajua, yo,
yeah,
Kenya, we have something.
I know.
We have something for real. And there's one tape ni meruka. Shrap Life.
Wow, Shrap Life, you had such an ADF, yeah?
Yeah. So, when Shrap Life was released, like, Dopamine was now a member of...
Member now, ADF now.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's yeah. What started ikatoka kama Shrap Life.
Ikatoka kama Shrap Life. Na kuambia hapo kulikuwa na single, kuna ngoma flani kuitwa Kweli. And then,
Kali.
Hold Up Gang.
Hold Up Gang. Actually, zondo tulishutia videos zote.
Yeah.
Juu,
kwanza ABH Kenya alifanya kwa kizi ya Hold Up Gang vinyanza. Crazy. So, another funny thing is that Hold Up Gang ilikuwa na remix.
Yeah.
Of which actually muli shoot video. Ilikuwa tau.
Yeah.
I remember I attended that and everything. But then again, up to date, atujai patio video. What really happened?
You know, a lot of politics and a lot of things really happen, but video tulikuwa sha shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Kila kitu hadi tunaongeza scene zingine, but video tu really happen. Ungesikia vile hiyo remix
ilikuwa hit. Ilikuwa Stefa kwa hapo. Kius alikuwa hapo.
Nani alikuwa itagwaje?
Munyax now, sir. So you see, after Ghost in the internet, nilikuja kusikiza Munyax tena kwa Hold Up Gang remix.
Mm.
Like, alikuwa menyamaza all those years until now, when the Hold Up Gang remix ilikuwa inafanywa, is when nikuwa kuja kusikiza Munyax and
yeah.
Yo.
Yeah, manze.
Ay. So we'll never see the Hold Up Gang.
I don't think so, manze. Oh, ilipotea tu hivyo, imagine.
Hey, ilipotea
tu hivyo.
Ilikuwa crazy. So, 2019, mm-hmm. You release a double CD. You know, as of now, CDs are ziko nini.
Yeah.
But in the music world, when you do something like that, it's called a double CD.
Yeah.
You released a mixtape known as 6 views to 8K.
Yeah.
First of all, mimi niko na shanga hii ni video gani kwa mbakisha 6 views ifike 8K?
Ilikuwa feelings.
Feelings.
Nimekuelewa kwanza. Kwanza. Ilikuwa
awesome.
Feelings.
Feelings mm. Na kwanza wewe ndio ulifanya feelings.
Yeah. So ilikuwa imebakisha
6 views
to... ifike 8000. Hiyo time tunajiambia what? Gonna 8,000 views.
God damn.
So I remember your time ilikuwa just nini flashback nostalgia tu. Mm-hmm. Tukapo tunabonga nini nikawa nilikuwa hadi na name nyingine.
Okay.
Eh alafu nikamwambia nani eh hii ni kunikumbusha ile time niko naoni 6 views to 8k ndo ni. Eh dopa mimi na shida ndo akaniambia bro nisikie jina. Hiyo jina ndio hata album mimi ni kali.
6 views.
Shout out to Dopa kwanza nianza mcredit hapo. Eh
shout out to Dopa mimi the Shambala boy.
Mm, and then tukajiambia walai, nikaita hivyo 6 to 8K.
Awesome. So, I'd like to know, because you see, it was a double CD,
yeah.
24 tracks,
yeah.
Side A 12, side B 12,
yeah.
And yo, with the features, you went crazy. And the funny enough, guys, up to now, tunaongeana about Boutros, we have been mentioning tapes. Hakuna album.
Manze, bali hakuna album.
Tapes. Mixtape after mixtape EP, no album of yet, but 6 weeks to 8K,
yeah.
It had so many features.
Yeah.
How long did you take you to like release 6 weeks to 8K before the deluxe?
To release or record?
To record and to release.
Almost like cast six to seven months maybe. Compiling everyone, just getting everyone on board, mixing and mastering.
Uh-huh.
It'll take a while because
yeah.
Omoka
yeah.
and Ghost,
yeah.
not Ghost, Ghost. A Bank,
uh-huh.
zilikuwa done your time and then they came out before
yeah.
the tape dropped. So
yeah.
as soon as the count is time zote, everything
yeah.
was just getting planned out and then dropping and in is of it, I think, the cast six to seven months.
Okay, awesome. Now, you have a song in 6 Views to 8K
yeah.
known as Pendeka.
Yeah.
Currently, when you go to stream, it is Boutros featuring Zinia and Ziki.
Yeah.
But originally, it was reported that Karun verse was there and it got scrapped. Was that the case or something else happened?